Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. Thank you again for joining me today. Just so appreciate you taking the time out to listen to this podcast, to maybe open your Bible, to learn of the Word of God, and let God speak to your own heart. It's one thing for me to say things. It's a whole different thing for God to speak to you, and that's my prayer, and that's what I want to start our prayer out with today as we begin our study. Heavenly Father, we do need you. We need you by your Holy Spirit to teach us. You're the true teacher. And Lord, I'm just so grateful that you use the voices of men to share your word. And Lord, it's really you that's doing the work. And we want to give you all the credit and the glory for your word. And we want to thank you and bless you for sharing your word with us. And even as we've studied this book of Philippians, you're just teaching us to have joy in you. And we do today. Lord, we just rejoice in you and thank you for giving us your word. We do so in Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Beware. It's taken from the book of Philippians chapter 3 and verse 2. After exhorting and encouraging the Philippian church members to rejoice in the Lord, Paul the Apostle begins a series of warnings to them. In chapter 3 and verse 2 of the letter addressed to the Philippians, he told them of what to be aware. We read, "Beware of dogs. Beware of evil workers. Beware of the concision." The verse begins, "Beware of dogs." The first area of warning was to beware, which means to see, discern of the bodily eye, to perceive by the senses, to feel, to discover by use, or to know by experience of dogs. Dogs was a metaphor for a man of impure mind or an impudent man. Not everyone who roamed the streets of Philippi was of a pure and noble mind. Like the rabid and vicious dogs that roamed the streets in those days, these evil-minded people would go about with impure motives and attempt to take advantage or deceive. The church members at Philippi were to beware of them. The verse goes on to say, "Beware of evil workers." The second group of whom Paul gives warning to beware are the evil workers. These were the people who were of bad nature. Not such as it ought to be. Base, wrong, wicked, troublesome, injurious, pernicious, destructive, or baneful. Although there may have been a desire for all to be righteous in their behavior and attitudes, not everyone was. And the Philippians were to beware of those who perpetrated these wicked works. The verse continues, "Beware of the concision." The final group which the Philippians were to beware was those of the concision. Concision is to cut up or mutilation. The idea here was to beware of those who were promoting circumcision, physical circumcision, as a subsequent act to receiving Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. Judaizers were promoting the Jewish practice of circumcision among those who were becoming Christians. And Paul considered this group of people mutilators, who were not aware of or disavowed to what he taught the Romans in the second chapter and 29th verse of his letter to them, where he wrote, "But he is a Jew which is one outwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart in the spirit and not in the letter, whose praise is not of men but of God." The church members of Philippi were to beware of those who promoted concision. As we ponder Paul's three areas of warnings to the Philippian church, perhaps we have thought of those who go about with impure and impudent minds, or impudent minds. Maybe we thought of evil workers who seem to prey upon those around them and enjoy wicked and troublesome behavior. It might be that those who promote traditional religion that includes or excludes participants based upon certain acts that go beyond belief and trust in Jesus Christ for salvation. In any of these cases, the main point we should remember is that we are to beware as Christians. There are dogs in this world, and there are evil workers, and there are those who promote ideas like concision as well. Our prayer must be to ask the Lord to help us to be as He would have us to be in the world and help us to beware of those who would come against his way. Next time, we see Paul give the Philippians warnings again. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.